section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
EY and Relief TNA, WrestleMania gets a ladder match, and we talk Impact Wrestling. All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So Eric Young and Bobby Roode are gone from TNA. What happened with this, Aaron?
Yeah, they requested their releases and then they filled their obligations. They completed them, which included EY dropping his title and Roode dropping his title. And now they're done with TNA. So my question to you, Andy, is where do EY and Roode land?
I think Bobby Roode, here's my thing. Like, I think that he could wrestle with NXT, and he would do, if they are going to travel with NXT, I would put him on that roster. We've talked about EY, and I know Roger, if I'm correct, doesn't care too much for EY. He's kind of bland. My thing is EY could maybe do some training, you know, at the Performance Center, just help him out a little bit. That's my extent with him. I believe Bobby Roode, though, he would be a great trainer, but I think he could be a guy you bring on the road. He could work really well with the NXT brand. And honestly, if it was up to me, I would put him to the main roster, maybe have him wrestle, see what the crowd, how the crowd reacts to them or reacts to Bobby. And if it works, great. If not, he could be an agent as well. I mean, he could do stuff with WWE. Other than that, I don't see him going to Ring of Honor. I don't see him doing GFW. I don't see him. You know, I don't know if you go to New Japan or not. I mean, that would be the only other place I think you can go, or just hit the indie scene and keep making your money that way.
Yeah, and it should be noted that Bobby Roode is actually 39 years old, which is kind of surprising. I thought that he was a little bit younger than that. In fact, EY is 36. You know, I that'd be about the age I would have guessed for him. But I would say I see EY going to Ring of Honor. Like, he has that Ring of Honor type look and appeal, I think. I could see him going to Ring of Honor, even if it was for a short stint, you know, making his mark there. He could probably be a TV champion and maybe go for their title, but not actually win it. Roode, on the other hand, though, Roode has a tremendous charisma. He is good on the mic. He's good in the ring. And he is the type of person who I believe could make an impact, no pun intended, for the WWE. Personally, I would put him straight to the main roster, but I don't think that would be the case. I think that what Triple H probably would do there is when you have Finn or Samoa Joe get called up from NXT to the main roster, I think then you have Roode come in and fill that void and have him be one of the mainstays of NXT and have him be one of the focal points. You know, you have him, you have Austin Aries and Baron Corbin. You know, you have Bayley there still and Asuka. You have those people who can be the main focus. But I would definitely have Roode. I would bring him into WWE as soon as possible. He would be the number one person I'd go after. EY, to be quite honest, I don't really see him as a WWE guy. You know, he really screamed TNA and Ring of Honor. Roode, though, he screams WWE.
I think we're in agreement on this. So Stan Hansen is the newest inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame. Aaron, when are you going to the Hall of Fame?
I am going to go and see two people get inducted. Stan Hansen and Sting are the only two, in my opinion, that are worthwhile here for this. But Andy, what do you think? I mean, you know, we have all of the inductees now listed. Are like, if you stack rank them, obviously Sting is your number one. Who do you have as like your two, three, or four for, like, you know, the ones you're excited about or that are deserved the most?
Okay, I'm excited about the Godfather because I'm interested in see what they're going to do with that, or if he brings up Papa Shango, because I think that would be hilarious. Other than that, Sting, I mean, I like, you see, the thing is, I like Big Boss Man. That's the one thing. Like, I always liked him, even when he was Ray Trailer, whatever, on WCW. I don't know why, but I always thought he was good. Maybe because I'm a bigger guy and he's a bigger guy, but he could do like crazy stuff, kind of like Bam Bam Bigelow. But yeah, he's one that would be it. I mean, Jacqueline she's okay. I'm going to be a broken record. Mile High should be in before her, but there's, I think, other people that could have gone in first besides this class. I mean, I don't know why they put The Godfather in. I don't know if they're like, Sting is the number one, and then Stan Hansen is number two, and then we have the rest. That's the only way. I mean, okay, The Fabulous Freebirds, don't get me wrong, there's something that is still said today, and we mm-hmm. joke about it. The New Day is doing the Freebird rule, or this stable is doing the Freebird rule, like NWO did. Mm-hmm. So that's that. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing them, but pretty much if they're the last three, we can skip the rest. Like we can be out in the parking lot doing whatever and be like, all right, I guess we can go in now. And kick the people that are in our seats out, of course.
yeah, because I imagine that somebody will probably move down. But I'm in agreement with you. You know, Big Boss Man would probably be my number three, and then the Freebirds number four in terms of my excitement level. The Freebirds should be in. I'm not saying anything against them. The Godfather, though, to be blunt, The Godfather is not deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. And I think that he really brings down the level of class that's there. You take a look at Jacqueline. I'm not a Jacqueline fan necessarily, and I think that there's other people that should be in there way before her. I get it. She's from Texas. She was the first African-American women's champion. I think one of the first like big champions really for WWE that was African-American, I would be willing to guess. But so I can understand that. But The Godfather doesn't need to be there. I like that just brings down, like, that's Coco Beware level for me, you know, in terms of putting somebody in. Stan Hansen definitely deserves being there for everything that he did in Japan. He was the biggest American draw in Japan. You know, he is a former AWA world champion, a former NWA US champion. He is well deserved to be in there. Sting, you don't even have to say anything. About Sting, obviously deserved to be in there, but
does he belong in the WWE Hall of Fame?
Absolutely, because it's not even just it's a wrestling Hall of Fame, for WWE. Think about it, they put in people there that never wrestled for them, So I mean, it's not that uncommon,
right? But yeah, I completely agree with you. But yeah, so. Wow, it's just think WrestleMania is just, we're going to be there next week.
Yeah, I know. In a week, we're going to be landed there. You'll be arriving in Texas, and it's going to be crazy. I'm really excited about a WrestleMania special that we're going to be putting out, which, it sounds like you'll probably get that out fairly early in the week.
I'm going to try if everything goes as planned, I'm going to try and put out the WrestleMania preview. I'm going to try and put that out on Tuesday because we're going to know everything on Monday night. So why don't we just put it out? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we'll have a regular show on Friday. But then I'm just going to say it right now. There's going to be special after special after special after special going on. And then we'll have our last two regular shows, and then we'll go to a monthly show. So I'm really looking forward to this. And I actually just got the rest of the packing material for all my equipment. I'll tell you a tip of that about that later. But anyways, let's talk WWE program for this week. So I called it, by the way. I said the IC title was going to be in a ladder match. The only problem is I added two people that are not going to be on it, and that's going to be Jericho and Styles, because let's just put it this way. If they're in that match, this is probably a 25-minute match, and the crowd is going to be so exhausted afterwards. They're going to have to run three women's matches just for us to kind of like recuperate from that, from what just happened.
But I'm a little surprised because currently the card is saying that there's about 11 matches here is what we're seeing. And I kind of expected them. I mean, we're going to have two pre-show matches, of course. We're going to see that. So it'll be 9 matches. But last year there were only 7 on the main card, which is a little bit of first of all, only 7 matches. That's stupid. All right. There's going to be 9 matches, which will be nice for the main card, 2 in the pre-show. I'm a little surprised that they didn't combine the IC title and the AJ Jericho feud. But Andy, what do you think though about the participants that are in the ladder match? I mean, are you excited?
Hey, ZR is going to be in there. That is
true Long Island story.
So
right?
Zack Ryder from Long Island is going to be in this match. So I'm excited about that. I'm not 100% sure why Sin Cara is in there or why...
to do one move.
Yeah, pretty much take a bump and then he's done. And then same thing with Stardust. I'm not 100% positive. Because really, it's not about those three guys. And, you know, nothing against them. I mean, it's not. It's not about them. But
this is a Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn match with five other people.
Yeah. Someone's going to take a hard bump and it'll be intriguing to say the least.
Early reports, early speculation. Who do you got in this?
Owens is going to retain. That's pretty obvious.
That's what I'm thinking.
There's no way you can't have him retain at this point. Now, hey, by the way, just out of curiosity, you said that there's 11 matches. Is that including the Andre the Battle?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah,
there's going to be some problems.
Well, and that match, too, is probably only going to... They said it's only going to be 20 people, which is fine. I mean, you know, I'd much rather have it... I actually like having less people because that way it makes it a little bit more special, a little more unique. So I think that'll be nice. But what are your thoughts, though? You're going to see a ladder match. Like
I've never seen a ladder match. I've never seen Hell in the Cell. I'm pumped.
They are really teasing, you know, with the Dudleys and the Usos. They're really teasing a tables match as well. So we're going to hit the trifecta. The only thing we'll need to see after this is an elimination chamber. You know?
And like, a chairs match. Then we could say we have TLC. But yeah, elimination chamber would be another good one.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm so pumped about this. I think having this many people in the match, though, I think will cause a lot of commotion. They did it last year, or was it last year or the year before? Okay, last year. And it worked, but the thing is, you're having 4-on-3 pretty much. There's three guys who are going to, you know, one guy's going to take a major bump. One guy who's just there to, you know, take moves. Actually, two guys that are there just to take moves. And then you have the guys who are really feuding.
I think having this many people, as I had said last week, you know, you have a person do a move, you know, take a big bump. And then the person who gave it takes it, you know, and you know, keep going down the line. It keeps people a little bit fresher because when you have a one-on-one ladder match, you're taking lots of big bumps. Everyone's taking lots. You know, only those two people are taking lots of big bumps. Whereas Owens, he'll take probably two big bumps or one big bump and one like medium-sized bump probably, and he'll be fine. Stardust will probably take two big bumps, you know, and everybody else will take two big bumps. And that's it, you know. And that's fine. You know, it's to try to protect people. This is probably going to open the show. I would imagine open the real WrestleMania show, you know, just to get people pumped. I'm excited for it. If we weren't going, I'd be like, oh, this will be kind of fun to watch. But the fact that we're going to be there, it makes it for me twice as exciting.
And the fact that, you know, like the thing is, I'm going with like people who I care about and I know that it's not going to be like, oh, I can't believe we're doing this. We're going to wrestling, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be like, hey, we're going to go over there and check this out. Do you guys want to stay over here? You know, like there's going to be a lot of that. And I'm actually pumped about it. I mean, it's nice to go with, you know, like, you know, three other guys who are hardcore wrestling fans and are on our show. So, you know, they're on Off the Mark. So that's the best part. And I'm so pumped about it. Also, the drive is going to be fun with Doug and I. And I think I got our hotel room picked up. So we'll see about that.
Cool.
But I'll have to talk to him about that anyways. But yeah, so this match I'm really excited about. The other match, I'm not sure what to think about this. The AJ Styles, Chris Jericho match. Mm-hmm. This is the one I'm not sure about now because we've seen him wrestle and maybe things have changed because AJ Styles, when he wrestles anyone else, I think has done a great job. I actually think the Curtis Axel match was underrated that he had. And I thought it was decent for Curtis Axel, but it was a good match.
Yeah.
But the thing is, then he goes back to Jericho and then there's like no chemistry there. And then he wrestles anyone else. And then he goes back to Jericho, still no chemistry. So now this is going to be the fourth time they're going to go at it. I hope there's chemistry this time. That's my issue is that, him and Owens tore the house down. And on SmackDown, it was a great match. And by the way, better announcing team on SmackDown. And then you had the Raw one, which was brought down by the commentators. But also two commercial breaks during this time. But I like the fact that, you know, like, what was it? Who did Jericho face? And now I can't remember his name. Fandango. That's right.
Come on.
Now I like the fact how, of course, AJ Styles lost to Owens, but then of course Chris Jericho had to beat Fandango because you know he had to. But the biggest upset in WrestleMania history. But this match, I don't know. There's too many gimmick matches if we had a tables match, right? Because this almost has to be something. Or like if this is you can't do a street fight. What can you do for this? I'm trying to think of something.
I'm thinking that this doesn't need a gimmick. I think that you can do this without having a gimmick. Even though it is kind of, I mean, it's the fourth match, so you probably should do one. You know, you should do like a hardcore one. But there's already the street fight. You're not going to do tables. You're not going to do ladders. I doubt that they do a chairs match. You know, I think that'd be kind of dumb, actually, too. Maybe a submissions match. You know, you could do that. Or an I quit. That could be another one. You know?
Submissions. Not an I quit, but submissions could work.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's pretty much the same thing, but...
You know. It is, but...
For the most part, I mean, we've seen I Quit matches go. I think it was AJ Styles and Tommy Dreamer did one where AJ Styles took a fork to Tommy Dreamer's eye. You know, like, it was kind of like it was cringeworthy. It was like, ugh. But either way. I would say submissions. You know, that's what I would do. I'd do submission or I Quit. You know, if you really want to get AJ over, making Jericho say I Quit, oh my God, like, I mean, that's it. That's what you do.
Yeah, I completely agree. Sorry, I was off track. I'm doing something on the side. Okay, now here's the other thing. If Taker loses now, they had to add this in, of course. He is done with the WWE. Does that mean it's over? It's over with now? Like, that Shane is going to win?
Well, Andy, I have a question for you.
Okay.
If Taker loses... Vince said that that was the last WrestleMania he'll be at, right? He's like, he's done, you know? But if Taker loses, who gains control of WWE?
Well, Shane will then.
So how could Vince enforce his rule?
Gosh darn it, Aaron. I can't believe anything about it. I feel really dumb now.
That is not, first things first. All right, that is not an independent thought of mine. I saw this on the Squared Circle. So, you know,
unbelievable,
like,
dude.
I saw that and I was like, absolutely. I was like, that's totally right. You know, totally right. So, yeah. So if Shane wins, if Taker loses, nothing is lost. Nothing of value is lost here. I still don't know what I feel about this. I am flip-flopping, and next week, next Tuesday, or this Tuesday, I should say, you guys will know what my thoughts are on it, as well as Roger and Doug. We'll go in depth on how we feel about it. This is the second main event, so this is one we're going to be discussing in great detail, just because, I mean, we have to, you know, it's such a big deal.
That is true. Because this, now I'm interested to see what you guys think about that, because there's so many scenarios you can come up with, but... The other thing that was interesting is that we got to see Terry Funk. When was the last time we saw Terry Funk on WWE programming?
He looks the same as he did 30 years ago, and I'm not even joking.
Well, the thing is, he still looks old, but he hasn't. But the thing is, it's like it's been, what, 20 years since ECW? He looked the same in ECW that he looks now, and there's can be an argument that he might look a little bit better, which is funny because he's always looked that way.
Absolutely. Like, the thing about Terry Funk, first of all, he retired the very first time was like in like 1982 or something. Like, I mean, he retired so long ago, and he's been on a retirement tour for 30 plus years. And I'm not disrespecting Funk. I think he was tremendous in everything that he did and putting over younger talent. He was so instrumental with the NWA, with everything that he did for him and his brother. So. But it was kind of cool to see him back, and the fact that they brought out the chainsaw, because he was Chainsaw Charlie, was kind of cool.
Oh, that's right.
And so he's gotten, from Mick Foley, he's got the barbed wire baseball bat. Obviously, he's got the chainsaw. Maybe he'll get Janice from Abyss next week. I don't know. it is so unfortunate that there's the stuff going on with Jimmy Snuka, and Roddy Piper unfortunately passed away. Because I would love for like Piper to give him a coconut, I think be hilarious, for him to do that, or even have Snuka do that. But obviously, you probably don't want to associate with him. So I wonder, who would you have is there anyone that you would have give anything to him? Like RVD, give a chair or something like that? Or,
well, you'd have to get up really, really, you have to be really in the clouds for that one. Gosh, that's a good question. You'd have to have
Sandman with a kendo stick.
Tommy Dreamer with a kendo stick would be good. Because, you know, even though Dreamer's always been on good terms with WWE, even if he does his own thing, I mean, he's not competing with him. It's something completely different. I believe that if he had Dreamer come in just for a one shot, he gets to wear his House of Hardcore shirt. Everything's fine. Then everything will work out. So I do believe that if he was the guy who comes in and does it, I'm cool with that, actually. I'm really, really cool with that. So let's see Tommy Dreamer. I mean, come on. I mean, why not?
Yeah. I hope to God that when we record next week's show that Tommy Dreamer was on, so that way we can say told you so.
Or we're going to be like, see, they listen to our podcast. And that's the thing to remember. So, oh, man. So anyways, let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands-on the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo, see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, OFFTHEMARK, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off the Mark page and click on the banner at the top to save big on items from WWEShop.com. I guess we're going to talk Impact Wrestling.
Before we talk Impact, you know what's fun?
Surprise me.
Yeah, so on record, I own 10 shares of WWE stock out of the millions and millions that are out there. They sent out a thing today for people, or maybe it wasn't today, it might have been a couple days ago, but it was for votes. Because when you have shares, you get to vote on certain things, like vote who is the chairman of the board, the CEO, the COO, that sort of thing. And I got to vote on Triple H's compensation package for this year and whether or not he was going to stay in power.
And?
Thumbs down on all of them.
I just
kidding, Trips.
One.
I love you. I love you.
If you have last words. All right, so let's talk Impact. We haven't talked about him for a while because really nothing's going on. I mean, the rumor right now is that morale was very low going around these TV tapings, and I believe it's just because there's no, I don't think they have a true direction on what's going on, because Matt Hardy is your champion. I mean, he turned on EC3 to win the title. That was kind of the big thing that happened.
Yeah,
you know,
well, that happened. We saw a couple other title changes that went on. We saw Beer Money take the titles from the Wolves. Then we saw, I think it was Eddie Edwards who fractured his, or no, maybe he tore his Achilles. He hurt his leg again. You know, like it's just very unfortunate. You know that happened. You know, so I mean, there were some title changes, but you know, for the most part, I can understand why morale would be low at Impact. You know, you're taping 5 shows in a week, and then you do some small tours maybe to try to, you know, build some buzz, but they don't have quite the buzz that like NXT has, because I think I understand what it is that's going on, because NXT is definitely more old school wrestling. It feels a cross between like Attitude Era and what we would want current wrestling to be, and more on the side of what we would want current wrestling to be with a little Attitude thrown in there. Whereas Impact is really trying hard to be WWE light. And I'm not an Impact basher by any means. I call things like I see them. Trust me, I do. But I think that Impact is, I think that they don't have their identity anymore. And I think what their identity was really tied up in the mid-2000s, when with AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, and Samoa Joe. I think, you know, you look at that triple threat match that they had, and I think that really defined TNA for who they were. And then you had this, like, circus come through. And since we've been doing the show, you know, Hogan came in there, and they, like, completely changed all this stuff, and they really tried to be WCW 2.0 or WWE Lite. almost in a way. And I feel like they don't have a direction and they need to get that, because without that direction, there's no need to watch them anymore. You know, we heard, obviously, Ken Anderson's gone. We just heard Rude and EY are gone. Storm left for a while and then came back. You know, we have people coming and going, and it doesn't bode well. If you're a talent there, I would be worried. I would be like, I need to get off the sinking ship. Even if it's not sinking, even if it's doing okay, that's what I would be thinking.
I completely agree. And the thing is, we always talk about, it seems like we're TNA bashers. I mean, there's no other way to explain it, but I actually want TNA. See, I want TNA to be like how WCW was at one point, where they're competing, but it's something, you know, almost like that. It's WWE changed what they were doing, so they got the attitude, and you could do something similar to that with TNA as well. Because really, you're right; they have no identity. That's the best way to explain it. There's no identity to what's going on, and that's sad. That is really, really sad right now. I really hope that they are around, though. I really hope that all those guys have jobs, because realistically, if TNA goes under, this is not going to be good. This will not be good for wrestling, and it'll not be good for anyone who is a fan. But I guess there'll be hopefully more stuff on the WWE Network.
You know, I will say this. I think that we do need a good number two, even if it's a distant number two. It's very unfortunate that TNA was unable to really get any traction for what they did. I would here's what I would like to see. You have to have some history there, you know, to make people really care about a title and everything. I would find a company very similar to what TNA did, where the NWA comes in and they are their backers, basically. So it's the NWA World Heavyweight title, the NWA Tag Team titles. And then you can say, hey, guess what? This is the title Ric Flair held. This is the title Harley Race and Terry Funk and Dory Funk Jr. And you know, Dusty Rhodes and everybody who's anybody held this title. And, you know, have that be, you know, part of that promotion, whatever promotion is, if it's GFW or, you know, some other random, you know, promotion. And I like, you know, go with the TNA route, basically. And introduce your own titles in there alongside them. So you have the NWA World title, but you also have the X Division Championship. You know, you have that stuff in there. That's what I would do. I actually kind of hope to be, this is bad to say, I kind of hope that TNA folds. I hope that WWE buys them. I hope that WWE picks up their library and then they can do a best of Sting. And they can have WCW, you know, TNA and WWE. Same thing with Christian. You know, same thing with, you know, Ron Killings. You know, he was in the Attitude Era, you know, and then he was a TNA champion there. So that'd be kind of cool to see all that. Obviously, Joe, AJ, Jeff Hardy, all those people, Kurt Angle. It'd be really cool for that to happen. And it's sad, but I kind of hope that that happens.
I'm surprised you said that. I didn't expect that.
I would like to see a Phoenix here. I'd like to see a Phoenix rise from the ashes and have a different thing come from all of this. That's what I would like to see, whether it's Ring of Honor getting bigger or a new company stepping in and getting bigger, you know, or Ring of Honor and TNA merging. I don't care. That's what I would like to see.
All right. That's the, you can't say any better than that. So Matt Hardy, of course, like we said, was a champion. And then guess what happened, Aaron?
He lost the title.
Drew Galloway cashed in his money in the bank. I'm sorry, that's not what it's called. What are they called?
No. It's a Feast or Fired.
Feast or Fired briefcase. Or Money in the Bank briefcase, if you don't follow TNA, to beat Matt Hardy. So Drew Galloway was Drew McIntyre, right? Mm-hmm. Drew McIntyre, yeah. in WWE. He won.
Three-man band.
Three-man band. So he's now the TNA champion. I'm not trying to laugh that he is, but Drew Galloway is now your TNA World Heavyweight Champion. You know, I don't know what to think about this one. I guess put on someone younger. I mean, we keep saying, you know, young talent. You know, right now, maybe this was a good thing to do. I prefer a heel young talent or young guy. EC3 was one of the better ones out there, but that's just my humble opinion on that.
Yeah, I think that, you know, Matt Hardy having the title, I was against. I'm okay with Drew holding it for right now. I don't know who they're really grooming to be the next heel, though. That's the only thing I'm kind of trying to look into for this. I actually thought that Drew might have taken it off of EC, to be quite honest. I thought they were going that route for Bound for Glory last year, but they didn't, which is totally fine. I'm okay with this, but they need to have a setup ready to go. They need to have the next heel that can jump in and take it off him. If Mike Bennett's that guy, totally okay with it. I like Mike Bennett. And in fact, actually, for TNA, the things that I enjoy watching, the X Division matches, Trevor Lee, the internet really likes him. I'm kind of iffy on him right now. I'm reserving judgment. I don't think he's all that in a bag of chips right now. Maybe he'll grow on me. I don't know. But, Michael Bennett, though, is really great. EC3, obviously. Rockstar Spud. Those are the things I watch for TNA. The rest of it, it's kind of crappy. I never liked EY. I never really did. And I didn't like the shtick that he was doing as of late. I didn't like him as a heel. I didn't like the stuff that he was doing. So, that one could have gone the way of the dodo. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm rambling a little bit. I apologize. But, yeah, no, those were the things I liked. So, I just hope that they have something for Drew.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I have no idea what's going on. I haven't read the spoilers yet, but we'll have to finish up their spoilers on our last show, our last weekly show, of course. But by the way, I just want to say, note to self, try not to time a WrestleMania while doing a show, because now I'm like, all right, I got to give 5 minutes more to this match. Well, the Divas match needs this more. I'm going
to
do
this.
You're
trying to time them out right now?
I can't make this up. I have the Battle Royale, and the thing is, there's 9 matches announced. They have not added the Styles Jericho match, and they have not added the other Divas match because, but I'm like, all right, you got to have Hall of Fame. You have the opening. You have Rock coming out for, I gave the Rock 20 minutes. He probably needs more.
They said that they might do an overrun too. So because they can do that with the network,
Well, they can, but the thing is, they let international people with pay-per-views. They're like, hey, we can go over 20 minutes. And see, if that's the case, that's fine. If they go over, they go. I mean, like, for us, who cares? Because we have the network. But you have to think about everyone else as well. They have to prepare for that. I'm actually really looking forward to it. But we'll have to sit down and have a group thing where we figure out timing. Like, we'll give Rock this much and we'll give this much. And I'm thinking curtain to curtain, as in, like, when it's over with and they go to the next match. And I even have backstage interviews as well, miscellaneous time. So what do you think? I put Triple H and Hell in a Cell 35 minutes. Is that enough for each one?
The Hell in a Cell, I would say, is probably 20, 25.
I'm talking curtain to curtain.
Curtain to curtain, Undertaker's entrance is about 5 minutes. I mean, that's not a joke. And so probably I would say 35. I would guess for Hell in a Cell. And then for Triple H, Roman Reigns, I'm guessing that one's... I would guess 18 minutes for that match would be the sweet spot. Roman Reigns' entrance is probably, 4 minutes. Triple H's is probably 6. So I would say 30 minutes altogether for that match. And then, the triple threat Divas match, I'm guessing that one would probably be 25 minutes curtain to curtain.
See, I had that at 20, but then I have to add 5 because I know that the match itself is going to have to go at least 17 minutes.
You have 3 entrances too. That's the thing. And with the IC ladder match, honestly, what I would do, I would try to, speed that up as much as possible. Just try to get it like over and done with, for the entrances. And try to combine people together if you can, the tag teams has to be like the New Day has to be all 3, obviously, which it is. The League of Nations has to be all 4. Do not do singles because no one cares about all no one cares about all 4 of them together, and they certainly don't care about them individually. So yes, you have to do that one very quick and easy.
Yeah, well, I guess that's something we'll have to decide because we could probably argue about how much time you give to each thing, and that'll be fun to bicker about on the next show. So, all right, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and any of the podcasts, and I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes, I'm Andrew Hughes, and until next time, We'll see you in the ring.